Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Oh Lord, I've sinned. Y'all give to me a hand, everyone. Thank you. Can everybody just lift your hand?
Yeah. Everybody say, Oh Lord, I've sinned, but you still call me my name. Yeah. Oh Lord, nothing but you still calling my name.
How many of y'all really mean that tonight? Say it again.
Oh Lord, nothing but you still calling.
This song is not for the perfect people.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I still hear you calling my name. Pastor Hezekiah Walker said this song wasn't for the perfect people. It was for those like you and me. Though we sin, yet God is still calling our name. That's something to rejoice about tonight, people of God. I am Pastor Kimberly Black, your host for the Light of Portland broadcast. I hope that song has ministered to you today, right where you are. Amen. Every day we're trying, we're pressing, trying to make 100, because 99 and a half won't do. And so every now and then we got to get to a place of total surrender and some total brokenness before the Lord. That's just how I was feeling right then and right there. Just needed to be broken before him, just to worship him and to honor him for still calling my name. Hallelujah. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you greetings tonight from the City of Roses. Amen. I know you're hearing a lot about what's going on here, but I'm telling you, it still smells like the glory of the Lord resting upon us, like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. I want to honor the men and women of God who co-labor with us to make this platform possible. We thank God for the Butterfields tonight. We honor them. We pray that God will continue to richly bless them and to continue to enlarge their territories. We thank God for our own sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We pray that God will just continue to move in her life as he is repositioning her and in direction, setting her up to help set up somebody else, that the ministry may go on, that the kingdom may continue to be advanced. We love you, Pastor. We appreciate you. We missed you today. We had a hallelujah good time at Greater St. Stephen's out in the yard today. We missed you. We knew you would have been right there with us, praising and magnifying our Lord, our God. We also want to give much love to our own Elder Dante Farmer, a son of the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. We honor him. He worked hard today, saints of God. We had worship this morning, and he brought a mighty word. And then we set up for our social distance party in the yard, and he's going to be preaching tonight. So I know that if you all pray, he'll have some power. Amen. I believe even though we're not in a pew and he is not behind a pulpit, I do believe that the prayers of the righteous can make it to where he is on 76 tonight. Come on, somebody. So we just thank God for Elder Farmer. We also want Smith. Amen. We truly thank God for her being a covering for us and so many others that serve in the body of Christ to do the work that God has commissioned and commanded us to do. And we're truly grateful to be in covenant relationship with this family of the Light of the World International family. And so we're just thankful to God tonight for all of the men and women of God. But guess what? I'm thankful for each of you. You did not have to call in tonight. You could have sat back, laid on that couch, kicked up that recliner, got comfy, snuggled up in the bed, let the wind blow in on you and be relaxing and chilling. But you chose to worship with us tonight, and I'm honored that you chose to worship with us. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Light of Portland broadcast. Well, we do have a few announcements on tonight, and we just want to let you know about what's happening in our city. Amen. Next weekend, the first year anniversary of Southern Kitchen. They will be having a celebration weekend. I've never known of a restaurant to have a gospel celebration. So y'all, get your pen and pencils ready because this is going to be an exciting time. You get down to Brother Jermaine and Brother Maurice, and you tell them Pastor Auntie sent you. Amen. Nephew will be so glad to see you. They're located at 3503 North Mississippi Street. Check this out. On Friday, August the 29th, they will be having a family and friends fish dinner. Amen. They're giving away free fish baskets. I'm going to say it again because we just don't believe it because free fish baskets. They're going to give away fish as long as the supply lasts. They're going to have DJ Doc Rock, face painting, live music by Bart Heathman and Hit Machine. And then on Saturday, August the 29th, they're going to do a family special. They're going to do two ribs, four pieces of chicken with two fish and three sides for $24.99. Yes, yes, yes. $24.99. That's a family special. They're going to have DJ Eddie, live music by Alex Renee, the 503 Slide Dance Group. And then on Sunday, August the 30th, which is the closeout celebration, DJ OG1 live music with Saida Wright, Ronnie Wright, and Chris Turner. Special pop-ups by the Zero, Sub-Zero Ice Cream, DB Desserts, and Shackin' Kicks. Amen. All of this is sponsored by Sub-Zero, Jam Entertainment, and Southern Kitchen. That's August 28th, 29th, and the 30th, located at 3503 North Mississippi Street. Hey, y'all, it's time that we start showing our love to the Black community again. Amen. These young men are on fire for the Lord. They love the Lord. They love their community. So I hope and pray you mark your calendars and you go out to support them. Amen. I need you all to do me a favor tonight. I need you to copy the text message that you received from Pastor Sherelle or from myself. Copy it and send it to two of your friends. Amen. The word that's coming forth tonight, nobody can afford to miss it. I want to fill up these lines on tonight. Amen. We've been doing so good, Blog Talk family. For the last, since March, we've had at least 18 to 20 callers. And I don't know how many people are sitting in the home listening, because like I've got three in my home listening right now. But if we can just reach 10 more families tonight, amen, the word that's coming tonight is going to bless somebody. So if you don't mind, share this information with your family and your friends. Hey, I don't care. Share it with your enemy. They need the word too. Come on. Amen. We want to just share the word on tonight. We want the word to come forth. Tonight we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll hear a song. And the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Elder Dante Farmer, from the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church, right here in Portland, Oregon. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we just humbly come before you tonight. First of all, Father God, saying thank you. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence and to give you praise. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing us in our right mind, giving us the activities of our limbs. God, we honor you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our spirits. We will bless you, O Lord. We will lift our hands and give you glory and honor. We will hold our head back. We will open up our mouth and we will shout unto you with a voice of triumph. Because, Father, even when we do wrong, even when we don't make 100, Father, you are still there calling our name. God, we thank you. You didn't turn your back on us. You didn't forsake us. You won't leave us. You won't desert us. You'll always be right there, God. And tonight we're grateful. Tonight we're thankful, Father. Father, that you are always on guard. You're always on point, Father. You're always looking. You're always, Father, hearing, is my child in need? Does my child need me? God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for being so good and being so wonderful, being so awesome in our lives, Father. We realize that it could be us, Father. Us with no clothes and no shoes. It could be us outdoors all alone. It could be us, Father, with no friends, no family. It could be us. But you saw fit that we were not a part of that number. You allowed your grace and mercy to fall upon us. And for that, we're grateful, Father. Lord, we thank you tonight for what you're doing, God. We don't understand it all, but I heard the songwriter say, soon and very soon, by and by, we'll understand it better by and by. We don't know why we had to face Corona. We don't know why George Floyd had to have a knee pressed to his neck. We don't know why the police officer had to shoot Breonna Taylor. We don't know why, Father. But God, we are here in this time, in this season, and we have committed ourselves to praying. We have committed ourselves to studying your word. We have committed ourselves to fasting. We have committed ourselves to letting this dying world know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Can't nobody come unto the Father except they come by you. You have all power in your hand, and we realize that you are in control. So, God, while you are doing what you do best, help us to be steadfast and unmovable. Help us to keep our eyes up to the hills. And that all of our help comes from you. We don't know why Donald Trump is the president. We don't know why people are so greedy and so hungry for money that they'll lie and scheme. But, God, what we do know tonight, what we know that we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt, you sit high and you look low. And you know the number of hair that's on our head. You know our uprising, you know our sitting down. You know our going in and you know our coming out. You know our name tonight. And we know that you are in charge. We know that all things are in your hands. We know that you have thoughts towards us that are good and not evil to bring us to an expected end. Father, we know tonight no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that tonight, Father. And so, God, we just give you the praise. We just give you the glory. We just give you the honor. We just magnify you and we lift you up, Father. We count it a joy. We count it a privilege to be able to call upon your name and to give you, Father, what's due unto you. You are worthy, Lord, of the highest praise. You are worthy, Lord, of all the glory and all the honor. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. And we bless your name tonight, Father. We bless your name tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And we thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do. So, Father, please continue to keep us as the apple of your eye. And come to proclaim the word. I pray, God, that you take him deep down into the hidden treasures of your word and reveal stuff to him that you haven't revealed to him before, that he may share with us tonight, that we may grow stronger and grow wiser. Father, bless him now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen.
I wish I had some real folk in the house tonight who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hand. I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown's going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we offer the sacrifice of praise.
Simple song, come on.
We offer the sacrifice of praise.
Hale means celebrate.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yah means God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Anyone here have something to
hallelujah
celebrate for? He's been good. He's been
hallelujah
kind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. First and foremost, I want to give a thanks to the Light of Portland broadcast for having me on, Pastor Sherrill, and most definitely Pastor Black, my beloved mentor and leader. And the party don't stop. Today is the 36th anniversary of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church anniversary. And so it ain't going to stop. And so I'm just going to go right into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, please give me the wisdom that you have bestowed upon me to reveal the deep things, O Heavenly Father. Guide me right now in this scripture, O Heavenly Father, so that your word, O Heavenly Father, may be proclaimed. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm coming from the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 8 through 15. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians and the Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "Who have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God?" And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceased to speak words against this holy place in the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. When going over this scripture, I really have to dig deep. Not necessarily with what the scriptures was showing me, but what the Spirit was revealing to me about the character of who Stephen was. And being that this is our 36th church anniversary, we couldn't but talk about who Stephen is, because that is the body of Christ. Stephen's mighty works, and it couldn't be withstood because it wasn't of his own volition. It was of the Holy Spirit that was guiding him because of his faith that he had in Christ Jesus. But going further, in the preceding chapters, it talks about how Stephen was chosen. Let's keep this in mind, that Stephen was a Jew, but he spoke Greek. Yeah, he was a Hellenistic Jew, which he was a Greek-speaking Jew. In this particular time, due to dispersion during the, after the exile, and in the time when Zerubbabel and Nehemiah and all the elders were coming back after God had punished them for not obeying his word when he told them to go into the promised land. Don't do like they're doing. And so they were scattered. But God never forgets his people. He always hears the prayers of the righteous. And so here it is that Stephen was one of the seven that was chosen. He was chosen because there was an issue that had arisen that needed to be dealt with. And so by the Spirit guiding the apostles that Jesus had appointed to go out and do his work through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Stephen was one of these seven. Stephen was a man of good repute. Stephen was somebody that knew the scriptures. This is somebody who studied the scriptures in the Greek. This is somebody who understood the language that God had given him when he said that I would give gifts to men. Sometimes it'd be from confusion that people get to disregarding, is your faith actually in line with what my faith is compared to, is a person's faith in line with what the scriptures say? Stephen gave that example on what it means to believe and to stand up for injustices. If there was an issue that needed to be dealt with, he was delegated with that task. They said that he was hard to withstand because of the despair that was within him couldn't be withheld. He had to proclaim the truth because he was talking about Jesus. He knew the truth. Even in the midst of adversity, he didn't buckle under pressure. Nah, Stephen stood up for what was right because he knew who his Lord was. He believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus, and he stood firm in it. And so they had to have some adversaries come along and try to trip him up. Yeah, but Stephen was already prepared for that because that's the same thing they did to Jesus, the same one that we preach right now. Stephen stands out because it was the death of Stephen that caused somebody else by the name of Saul to have a personal encounter, one-on-one relationship with the Lord and whom he was persecuting. Yeah, Greater St. Stephen's, there's a reason why it got its name. Yeah, there's meaning in history. Sometimes churches use different names just because for flash or for show. But nah, for those and who we serve, we know who and is what we serve and what the scriptures talk about. So we do our research, we do our history. Yeah, Stephen was a name that means crown. It means a person of honor. But it wasn't of his own honor that he was trying to get. He was glorifying and honoring the Lord. And so we look at Stephen as a hero. That character of Stephen still plays out to this day. We could think about many martyrs that had a situation that came up and they felt that it was unjust. Sometimes everybody's not going to agree on the method on which we are to go. But as long as we put Jesus first and we go to him, then he will lead our way. We would know what we'd be doing is if it's in line with scripture. There's never a situation where our back is against the wall that Jesus can't help us out of. Even if that means taking our last breath, but we're not worried about it because we know that apart from the body, we are in the presence of the Lord. So today we're getting it popping on this 36th church year anniversary. Yeah, we're talking about the man of Stephen. We're talking about somebody that stood up to law enforcement. We're talking about somebody that stood up to some lawyers. We're talking about somebody that stood up to some senators. Yeah, we're making it relevant for 2020. But this was over 2,000 years ago. But for us that study the scriptures and know the word and that we actually live by, we can still hear the spirit of Stephen speaking right now. Imagine it being you 2,000 years ago, and you were Stephen. Imagine you being a newcomer to being a believer in Christ Jesus, and you've been appointed with a task. Yeah, it's all fun and games when you become a believer, but no, that's when the work gets tough. Yeah, God's raising up soldiers, and Stephen is the perfect example. A lot of people wondering, oh, well, Christians wondering where the term Christian came from. If we go back to history and going back to the scriptures, it talks about it in the book of Acts, how the term Christian was a derogatory term. Look at those so-called anointed ones over there. And it was first called that in Antioch. Let's keep this in mind about Saul, because we're going to continue to talk about the Apostle Paul. But the character of Stephen was somebody who stood firm in what it is that he believed in, didn't buckle to pressure. Remember, it was seven of them, but only two of them they really mentioned. Yeah, Stephen and Philip. It's not saying that the others didn't have an important task, because they did. But there's a reason why God and the Holy Spirit is wanting us to focus on Stephen. Stephen was an example of what a servant is and should be. A lot of people think a servant is somebody that is less than. But we know that the Lord, he came as a servant, and he showed us what it means to be humble, because we know who we really are and the power that we possess from within. This is that spirit that Jesus was talking about. When you go before these councils and these governors, don't worry about beforehand about how to answer, because you're going to be given that word in that minute, and it ain't going to be you that's speaking. It's going to be the spirit of your Father speaking through you. Yeah, Stephen remembered the promise. This is what Stephen is asking us right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is calling us. Remember Stephen. Stephen's death wasn't in vain. Nah, Stephen already knew where he was going. He already knew what his purpose was. He fulfilled it. Dying for Jesus was his fulfillment in life, because he knew about the greater riches that lied above. But we could talk about Saul. The things that Saul was doing, he thought that he was doing for a right purpose. Yeah, the great apostle, he couldn't go without telling his testimony and what really changed him. Yeah, the Damascus Road experience was his encounter with the Lord, but it was something that caused it. Yeah, that stoning of Stephen is what caused it, and that's what led him to want to go out to Damascus and act a fool. But God had other things in mind. See, God has the power to turn a fool into a person of wisdom. God has a purpose for everything. Sometimes when we see things taking place or transpiring, instead of wondering about what's going on with the situation, we should look to God and look through the scriptures in prayer and ask him how to deal with the situation. We talked about it today. Pastor put emphasis on it, that we are the head and not the tail. Yeah, we are the ones that's supposed to be leading. That's what the children of Israel was for. They was a light to all the nations in order for them to see this is how we serve the one and true living God. You done heard about them. And that's why God said, don't mix with them. Because the minute that you mix with something that ain't right, everything is going to become corrupt. But here it is, Stephen. He was standing on the truth because he knew what the truth was. And he was trying to tell them about grace. They were so caught up with the law that they were missing what grace was. They were missing the whole scriptures from the law where it says to love thy neighbor as I love thyself. For those who are created in the image of the Lord are all brothers, sons, daughters of the God Most High. Stephen stood firm on what his faith was. Stephen knew what he was. Stephen knew what his power was. Stephen held his position down. Stephen didn't buckle under pressure. Sometimes a lot of us don't know what it is to really go through the fire. You know, when you're going through something and you don't know how you're about to get up out of it. But for us who serve the Lord, we know that our help comes from the Lord above. Stephen knew. They said that his face looked like an angel. Yeah, that was the spirit moving through him. Yes, Stephen wasn't worried about him because Stephen was standing behind truth. Stephen wasn't doing nothing wrong. But when you do right and people doing wrong, they try to twist it. The devil's a lie. This is the example that God has showed us through his scriptures, through one of his servants. Somebody who died for a righteous cause. That cause was the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That cause was because he was the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. That cause was because he was the Son of God. That cause was because he was the Word become flesh. But he said in the scriptures, he told us that greater works you will be able to do. Because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is God in the church. God is calling on us to rise. God is calling on us to get on up. God is calling us to pray. God is calling us to put in whatever it is that we could put in. Even if it's just 2 cents, God is saying, come. God already knows what our background is. He's already given us a free deposit just to move right on in. But there's requirements to this. And for those who are on the line this morning, we talked about taming the tongue, the power of the teacher in his tongue. Yeah, this is what Stephen was exemplifying. Yeah, the language that he was speaking was a language that was foreign to him and they couldn't withstand it. And so they were trying to shut him up. But you can't shut up something when it's good. It was just boiling up inside of him. And I could just imagine, you know what I mean, how he's feeling. Because that's how I feel right now. Stephen is talking. Yeah, this is greater Saint Stephen. Yes. Stephen is showing us by example. Don't be ashamed of who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't be ashamed of what your past is. God already sent the Lamb in order for us to be saved. God has already paid the debt. We ain't got to do nothing but just accept the fact that all we need is faith. It ain't hard to change. Yeah, if you're trying to do it by yourself, but God is saying, come to me as you are. Humble thyself. Come before me and ask for mercy. I'm waiting. You can't outlast the Father, the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. God is raising up his Gideon army. God raised up a righteous man in Stephen. And for those, the founding pastor of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, and to all the pastors, ministers, elders, and deacons, all the way to our curtain pastor now, to be able to preach on this night and talk about the character because it's in line with scripture and it's in line with the celebration of the character of who Christ Jesus is, it is a humbling honor to be able to share the deepest riches of what the Holy Spirit is revealing. God is saying for us to come as we are. Submit thyself to my Son. I gave everything in order for you to have peace. It's yours. Just like people picked up that 500 stimulus, God is saying I could give you way much more. All you have to do is believe. If you don't want to believe me, believe the works. Believe the works of my Son. Believe the works of those who came after him. Believe the works that the church is doing in 2020, August 23rd. Believe in the Holy Spirit, church, so therefore we might have a positive, an everlasting, something that's activated. So when people see us, They don't see us. They see the Spirit of the Lord that's in us. They know when the righteousness is walking around, because it's not us. It's the Spirit that's in us. God is calling on his people to wake up. Don't be tricked by what's going on. Listen to me. God is saying, come to me. I know about your past. I know it's been rough. I know you done lost life. But nothing is done in vain. I know you don't understand it now, but I'm there. I always have been. I have open arms. God is showing, well, if you didn't want to believe in my son, believe in the servant of Stephen who believed in my son. If you don't want to believe in him, believe in Dr. Martin Luther King who preached about me. If you don't want to listen to them, listen to your local pastors. Listen to the Light of Portland broadcast. Listen to Pastor Sherrill. Listen to Pastor Black. Listen to all the other ministers that come on up here, because they're not coming up here on their own accord. God has sent them. And for anybody that's listening right now, imagine you being Stephen in that situation. And if you are a believer, God is calling you to rise up to your rightful place and position. God is saying, don't be afraid anymore. I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I gave you a spirit of love. I gave you a spirit of peace. I gave you a spirit of understanding. I was giving you a spirit of self-control. That means that through the Holy Spirit, when we're letting the Holy Spirit lead, God will guide our every step. God is saying, don't be fooled anymore. The truth has been revealed. I revealed it through the power of my son. God is calling on his people to rise up. Remember the character of those who have come before us, who are in the hall of faith. Those scriptures were written in order for us to know our faith and to know the truth. Today we stand on that truth. 36 years in ministry, we stand on that truth. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, we stand on that truth. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, we stand on that truth. All the Baptist churches, all the churches that stand on the truth. There is no division in the body. There's only unity in the spirit. God has raised us up in fellowship to continue the work that he did with his son and poured out through the apostles, poured out through Stephen, poured out through Philip, poured out through Paul, poured out through Timothy and Titus, poured out to Gaius, Aquila, Priscilla, poured out to Pastor Kimberly Black and Elder Dante Farmer and Pastor Sorrell. God is speaking, but are we listening? I thank the host this night and the Light of Portland broadcast for this opportunity to speak to God's people and to the world about the truth. Thank you. And I pray that the Spirit is moving and somebody is touched. Go reach somebody. Tell them. Tell them what you didn't hear tonight if you ain't never heard the word before. Tell them about who Stephen was and who it is he believed in. Tell them. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Stay active. In Jesus' name. I now hand the call back over to you.
Amen. What a mighty word on tonight, Elder Farmer. Just truly thanking God for giving you that word for tonight, just to remind the people of God that we may not understand everything that's going on in our lives, and we might not understand why certain people are in our lives and why certain people aren't in our lives. But if we would just trust God, if we would just get to the place that we would be like Stephen, look up to God and trust him and continue to be diligent servants of God, not of each other, but of God.
Yes.
Working for man can wear us out. working for God, you get tired, but he restores you. He revives you. He renews you. Let's keep working for the Lord. Thank you, Elder Farmer, for that word on tonight. I hope and pray. I'm like Elder Farmer. I hope and pray that you were blessed. I hope and pray that something was said tonight to strengthen you and to encourage you and to help you continue to press on and to continue to do what God has commissioned and commanded you to do. So grateful to be able to serve with Elder Farmer and Pastor Sherelle, and so grateful that we're able to come together and enter into your homes, into your personal space, just to let you know that our God is real and he's faithful and that we're praying for you. So we pray that you be blessed. Amen. We pray that you be encouraged, that you be inspired. We pray that you would continue to study your word and tell somebody about the word of God. Share the word with them. We talk about Donald Trump. We talk about COVID-19. We talk about our bad children. We talk about our grandchildren. We talk about our neighbors. We talk about everything. Let's begin to talk about Jesus. Yes, amen.
Yes.
I hope and pray that this next song encourages you and it blesses you. And until next week, may God's spirit rest, rule, and abide with you and keep you in his perfect peace. It's been my pleasure to serve as your host today. And we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.